All right, we're live. It looks like some glitch happened, but let's get into our subject for today, which is the Grim Reaper. You ever heard of, we all know what the Grim Reaper is. It's like some reference to some murderers or something in England back in the day. But we're talking today about the General Atomics MQ-9 Reaper, which is one of the most dangerous weapons in the world today, and only the United States makes it. A company called General Atomics makes it. Omar, at any minute you get a chance, you could type in the MQ-9 Reaper. It's interesting here. They refuse to sell this to Israel, but Americans have been using the Grim Reaper or the Reaper over Palestine. They're saying that they're looking for the Americans there, the American victims. But this Reaper can fly 50,000 feet. And its cameras can penetrate through the clouds. How? I don't know. But it's a drone. And it's about 30 yards long, I think. Omar's going to put pictures up now. All right. So it's an unmanned aerial vehicle, a UAV. All right. Component of an unmanned aircraft system. Capable of remotely controlled autonomous flight operations. I wonder where they fly it from, like Langley, Virginia, or what? Obviously, they take it on a boat across, or maybe on a plane, military plane, because it's not so huge. And then they lift off from there. I think you go 24 hours before they need to recharge it or refuel it, I mean. Obviously, it needs fuel. It's not battery-operated. Obviously, it's remote controlled. You can put missiles on it. You can put nukes on this thing, on the Reaper. So the origins is a company called General Atomics, and they used to call this the Predator B-1. And it first flew in 2001, way back. And Abraham Karam is the designer. Let's see who he is. Who is the original designer of this thing? Abraham Karam. He's an Iraqi Jew. All right, so he is an Iraqi Jew. That's not relevant to the case. It just happens to be that's his biography. He graduated as an aeronautical engineer. He built his first drone for the Israeli Air Force during the Yom Kippur War in the 70s. During the Yom Kippur War. And then he migrated to the U.S. And now, of course, all of his information is supposed to be copyrighted, essentially. If that's the right word for it. What's the right word for that, Omar? It's not copyrighted. Trademarked, yes. And Israel is dying to get this. Russia is dying to get this information. The U.S. has only sold it to seven nations, and they refuse for some reason, which is pretty strange to me. They refuse to sell it to Israel. Let's get some other pictures of the of this thing. Frozen again? Well, now it's the camera that's frozen. Jeez. I don't think
they want us to talk about the Grim Reaper.
What's going on here?
I don't think they want us to talk about the Grim Reaper.
Man. So only the camera's frozen, but the voice is still going. Okay. Just the image is frozen. Now in Dubai, in Yemen, back in September, they shot one down. And that was a huge, big deal because I think they only have 300 and it cost $30 million to make one. So shooting down a Reaper is a big deal. All right. General Atomics Reapers cost $30 million. They can fly altitudes of 50,000 feet and have an endurance of 24 hours. Now the... voice is good. All right. So, well, you're listening to the radio now. Italy was cleared last summer to buy 6 of these drones. It takes 30 mil to make it. They're spending 700 mil to buy 6. Right? Big money maker here. But of course, they're limited anyway. So perhaps, what do they have? Surface to air missiles that go.